All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's bring Dave from Mequon up before we move to the next subject. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, good evening, Earl. Really quickly, get back to your inflation end of things really quickly. I think I told you my brother-in-law, you know, he's in the restaurant bar business, and he has a place in Libertyville, which is a small community in, you know, the northern burbs of Chicago. His food costs have gone up 30%. Mm-hmm. He's now paying almost double, almost, not quite, the amount of money that he pays for food than he does rent.
Yeah.
It's insane. He pays like almost $12,000 a month now for food.
And those companies are making more money than they ever have.
Yes. So there's a couple of things. So he actually, in order to get a chef, and he still doesn't have a full-time chef. He has a sous chef.
That's right another now. Common story right now, yeah.
Yeah, and he's paying, just to get a full-time chef, he's out there for almost $100,000, and he still can't get a chef to work at his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, it's an upscale place. It's an Italian fusion kind of a joint. But I was blown away with the figures he was throwing at me, because it's a very hard business as it is. Where they really make their money in the restaurant business is not the food, it's actual, you know, the alcohol.
Yeah.
So, the martinis and all that stuff. But consequently, even that's even gone up, you know. And you mentioned something, Earl, a while back. So you had a lot of people, obviously, you've heard about this great resignation. We have 4.5 million people. They just quit their jobs, and they're looking for other jobs. So you have, that causes issues within, I mean, that's like 5% of the entire workforce in the United States, I think. And that does have a ripple effect to where, you know, if you look at things getting to the store or, you know, paying for things, now you have to give crazy bonuses to get people to work at that same particular job. That all gets passed on through consumers one way or the other.
Sure.
And then the flip side is that, and you mentioned this, Earl, too, is that there's a lot of boomers that just said the heck with it, are not coming back to work. They retired early, closing up shop. And a lot of the younger people, you know, they're not, I'll just be honest, they're not as in tune with wanting to go into those lines of work.
Okay, so let me, so David, having said that, then why is it that people point the finger and say, this is because of one man, Joe Biden, in one year as of the presidency, he has created this, what was eventually going to happen anyway. He may have expedited it, but this was going to happen in this country anyway. We were at that point.
Yeah, the pandemic is what really, really jump-started this thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, even with that having been said, the fact that baby boomers were at the retirement age, it was going to happen. And the fact that more and more people open up businesses, and the fact that, you know, there aren't as many young people around at that age that are willing to do a lot of that kind of work. And at the same time that we are not allowing as many people into the country as we used to, all of those different things, a confluence of all those things happening at the same time, it was going to happen whether Joe Biden was president or whether Donald Trump was president. This was a train wreck that was going to happen in this country, and it's just happened now.
Yeah, I was going to say to that point, and this is where I agree with both of you. So the other thing is, when we were doing the stimulus checks and all that other stuff, that, you know, started with Donald Trump. Let's keep that in mind.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, my first check came from Donald Trump. That's right.
You're right, right. So with everything that we've talked about, it's a combination. It's not any one particular thing. But when you have the amount of money that got pushed out, and then you have the amount of people that got, you know, either laid off temporarily or permanently, it was a perfect storm.
Major disruption.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like having two hurricanes merged together into a super cyclone. And that is what you're seeing between the amount of money that was printed along with, you know, the amount of people that, you know, they got laid off. And then,
you know, Dave, there's also this conversation about, well, you know, the shelves are empty again. Mm-hmm. And what? Now you find out that many of the shelves are empty because so many people are sick. And so, but yet that gets spun to the fact that, you know, the supply side problems with all these things. I mean, there's all these different things, and you can't just say it's because of Joe Biden.
Yeah, and to this point, that line of thinking is it's a dangerous distraction. It keeps us from actually talking about what's happening here, which there's a small group of people getting tremendously wealthy from what's happening right now.
And what I do see happening, you know, going forward, Earl, is you're going to see more automation take over some of the mundane jobs that you see, you know, like be it, you know, going through a drive-through.
Yeah, cashiers.
McDonald's is already working with, you know, with IBM and doing basically.
Man, Dave, I was in Walmart the other day, and I looked around, and there was this thing that was about 6 to 7 feet tall.
It's scary.
And it was, I guess, cleaning the floors.
I think its name is Marty.
Oh, is that what? And I'm like, man, what is that? Hey, look, we got to get out of here. Thank you very much for the call, David. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow when I'm joined by Alderman Bob Donovan. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend. Take care, man.
All right.